The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie same game parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thank you for listening, calling, and participating in today's show. And thank you to Courtney Cronin for joining us with an update from Hallis. Great work by Randy Merkin and Tyler Aki. Time for Crosstalk brought to you by Club Hawthorne and the Club Hawthorne app. Remember, tomorrow early on for us, 10 to 11:30, before White Sox baseball, we'll have our penultimate Dallas qualifier, and then our final qualifier will be in the afternoon when we're with Sylvie, hanging with Miller Lite for a Football Friday at Legends in Woodridge. Come by and see us. Three-man weave action. Three-man bang, 2 to 6 this Friday to wrap the week on a Football Friday. But we have two more qualifiers for our White Claw trip to Dallas for the Week 8 matchup between the boys and our beloved. So you still can get in and qualify and potentially win one of just two trips. So make sure you're listening tomorrow.
That's going to be a great trip. One day I will go to Dallas and see the Bears play. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I guess there's still time if I want to plan, but
I got a couple buddies coming already just because they know we're going to be there.
Take the boys.
They booked hotels.
You
they
can
booked
fly
flights.
Out of Palwaukee and
rent a jet.
Rent a jet.
Get your private plane out.
They're getting tickets.
Which
day
private
off.
Plane?
I told them. I said, after our experience in Tampa, we could have done it last year. We had the boys with us, our kids, and we wanted to make sure we had tickets in hand. But my experience, you're going to get tickets day of game. You are.
Especially if you're willing to outweigh kickoff, like at 12:02 or whatever the game's played.
It. You're getting in.
People then panic. But then if you're still buying them from someone on the street, you got to watch out for fake tickets.
Buy on the app.
Oh, so you just fake tickets, right?
I think you just still go through, you know, the team site or through Ticketmaster.
And they dive then after kickoff.
I'm telling you, I was looking last year when we were in Tampa, Sylvia, and I told Danny, I'm like, man, we should have just waited.
And we were in the last row.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I got a couple buddies out there, and there's tons of Bear fans down there anyway. They've got flights, hotels, and they'll get tickets day of. That morning, they'll find some tickets.
I was thinking about you guys when I was watching the Tampa game this weekend, because it was like sunny to start the game. And I remember people were telling us that if the sun's out, that you have to bring bags of ice.
Oh, yeah.
And put it on your shoulders because it is so hot and so humid as the sun hits you directly in that upper deck.
It was brutal.
Crazy.
And now we had mostly cloud cover, but Sylvie and Danny went down to get concessions for the kids, and stayed up in the last row with them.
Yeah.
And the sun like broke through the clouds for about 10 minutes, and I thought we were on the surface of the sun.
It's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it. In late October. and I thought the kids were going to melt. They were sitting in their chairs. They were dying.
For 10 minutes.
I was dying. I'm like, I got to get these kids out of here.
Water.
I mean, it was brutal.
So it leads me to the question we had about Miami. Because Hard Rock Stadium, the Dolphins sideline's always in the shade.
Yeah.
The opponent's sideline is always in the sun.
Right.
Can you not, as an opposing team, bring like...
Tents?
Like tents
or canopies?
They
didn't have an awning. They had awning and canopies on the sidelines. Yeah.
They still have them.
They tried to help.
You've got to hold them.
That's what I mean. My guess is the Dolphins are providing them. You have to bring them.
Right. And hold them. Yeah. Like Greg Olson was talking about this in the Tampa game with Green Bay, because Green Bay was holding them.
Right. Awnings over their guys.
He's like, they've got employees that hold these awnings the whole game.
Well, listen, if you're inactive and you're one of the players, guess what? You want to help your team? Your ass some awnings
in
your hands.
It's no different than going to you'll find out when you're on travel, you know, sports events.
Yeah.
Like whether you're a kid's baseball game or a soccer game in the middle of the heat,
dude.
You'll bring some sort of pack tent that you can take
10
with
by 10
you.
10 usually.
Yeah, and set it up because you're not sitting in that heat.
You don't want to sit in the heat either. Nobody
does. Go to Kansas City and play a soccer game in August.
I can't imagine.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Have fun. Have fun with that.
In the midst of nowhere.
Yeah.
A little cream and sugar there. Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Waddle.
We got a new coffee machine upstairs.
I fancy machine.
Already you shouldn't have bought coffee because it was delicious.
Is it better?
It's better. I had a cup.
Well,
it's better.
I'm going to tell you, the Pro Player Stadium was never like that. They've added that.
He's back on the sun.
I was asking if the coffee was better.
Hold on, coffee's much better. But hold on, they added that. This is a recent addition up there.
At the Hard Rock Casino thing.
Yeah. That canopy takes care of that. Probably within the last 8 years, if I had to guess.
I think you're right.
I went down there for the Larry Zonka game where, Ricky Williams had a bunch of yards against the Bears on a Monday night.
It was, yes.
And they retired Larry Zonka's number there. That wasn't there that day. But you look at it now, Oh, boy, decided advantage for the smart Dolphins. Yeah.
Well, think about this.
And I'd put my cheerleaders on their side to distract the fellas from.
No, does that still happen these days? Can you still be distracted?
I don't think so.
Oh, you kidding me?
Ooh. You still distracted?
So red-blooded American male. Oh, yeah.
From noon to 3:30 is the only time that you're ever, you know,
I'm telling you,
surrounded with.
I did it all for the nookie.
He's telling you it goes from 6 to midnight. Noon to 3:30.
That's exactly right.
All I'm saying is that every advantage I'd be able to find in my home establishment, I would utilize. That's what I would do. I would even like put a break on the water lines going to the sidelines.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you know how you just put. That's dangerous. What happened?
That's Red Auerbach.
That's called torture. No, that's called torture.
Then turn it back on. You know,
you're not allowed to do that. Yeah,
that's torture.
Listen,
I told Yerk,
play the advantages, guys. You know, Papa Bear did that back in the day.
Sure,
maybe.
Yeah.
But and if this team lost, he turned the hot water off for the shower.
I told Yerk, I don't really encourage this type of behavior. Betting blind.
Yes.
But I the minute the line came out, I bet the Dolphins.
Yeah.
No, I bet the Bengals. Excuse me. I faded
no
the
injuries.
Dolphins.
No injuries.
I'm like, you know, after that emotional win against a division opponent, they were on the field for 90 plus plays.
Right. You're buying high.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? And I was on the Dolphins last week, but I'm like, I'm fading them without any handicap other than the spot having to travel on a short week to play the Bengals.
The other game,
and
I'm off.
I knew the line was going to go up, and now it's Bengals minus 4. I got the Bengals minus 3.
I'm
first
off.
Thing.
You had the Dolphins last week,
I
right?
Did. Yeah. Yes.
But like, this is what I always ask for gamblers.
They should have lost the game.
That's my point. Like when you win a game like that, do you puff your chest out? Do you go, well, you know what? We caught a breather there.
But in fairness, they were getting 5.5. So
I don't know.
They could have lost and still covered. Right. But they should have lost that game. Yeah. There's no doubt, Tom. They got outplayed.
I'm off the Charger game.
And they should have lost the game.
I was on the Charger game earlier, minus 5. I got off of that game and took Cincinnati tomorrow night. I'm off the Chargers because of Slater.
Oh, and you went with Cincy. Okay.
Yeah, I got off that game. I think San Diego's going to respond, but you've lost two big pieces.
Rashawn Slater, that sucks.
Those are alpha players.
Yeah, those
are, you know, who are our studs besides the quarterback?
Slater.
Slater's out for the year.
Is Keenan Allen back?
What's the news on Bosa?
Bosa's got a groin.
Groin, but that's like a torn abdominal. Yeah. The upper groin.
He's already had a torn abdominal.
Yeah,
hasn't
that
he?
Runs into a lower abdominal.
You not good.
Adductors and abductors.
Well, he can't stay healthy.
You got all the conductors down there.
When you're 275 pounds and have what, like 3% body fat, you probably are exposed to some injuries.
Tomorrow's your Bengals against the Dolphins. At home.
Is that
that's the
is?
Thursday night game tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I faded
Susanna
the Dolphins.
Hoffs will be there. The Bengals. All the Bengals will be there.
Yeah. Making that joke.
Oh, man. She
is
hot.
Harry used to make the joke.
I think he did.
No,
yeah.
He never made that
Where's
joke.
That game at?
It's in
Cincinnati.
He didn't know Susanna
That's why I said they
got
to travel on a short week. That's why I just, like,
bet
blindly
the
I looked
the Bengals.
At it. And
so you bet the Bengals.
I bet the Bengals. Okay. Minus 3. It's minus 4 now, so at least I got in it.
They need to get their act together.
Yeah. They
need
do.
To protect their quarterback.
They need to protect
the
quarterback. You're right. 60% of their old line's new, and they're still having the same old problem.
They spent a lot of money in drafts, capital, and it still
they
sucks.
Did. Yeah.
Crazy.
Carm, I'm starting to figure it out, but I still can't pull the trigger. I set up Doug Kazarian last Friday. I'm like, Doug, this line in Indy, it looks fishy. It looks like there's no way that the Colts could ever cover the number here at home. They look awful. They were just shut out. The Chiefs have been rolling. But Vegas always knows this is one of those where you should probably just hold your nose and take the Colts. And then what I do, I made like the Kansas City Chiefs my best bet.
Why?
You know, like,
why?
Because I'm stupid. Like, I see the way
that's
it goes.
A promo.
Like,
that's
Vegas,
a promo.
Yeah, I'm stupid. When it comes to gambling, I am completely stupid.
Exclude the guy.
Yes. I know how this thing is starting to work.
That's just a don't play game, isn't it?
But that's another one of Waddle's like,
don't touch
it. The Chiefs should have won that game.
Yes.
There's no question they should have won that game.
Team's issue.
Yes. Travis Kelce dropped at least one touchdown pass.
They muffed a punt. They've got no kicker. Like, I mean,
stuff happens in football games.
It's crazy. Yes. Yes.
Well, when it looks like that, isn't it? Like, give us some gambling advice. When it looks like that, do you just lay off it?
Yeah, I mean, or you go with the sharps. Like, he told you that all the public was behind the Chiefs.
Yeah, but at the very least, just lay off, right?
At the very least, either go with Vegas' side or lay off. I would agree. You don't want to be. That's not to say that some of those won't hit, because of course they will. But you don't want to be on the side where all the public money is. Yes. It's just you're probably going to end up being on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And so if anything, stay away. You know, that it seemed like Indy was a good play last week because they were the more desperate team, but they still didn't play all that well. Their offense has stunk.
After the first week of the season, the last 2 weeks has been a whole lot of crap.
Well,
like
you guys
play on the field.
Listen, we were talking about this upstairs. This is week four. There's two undefeated teams.
Yeah.
This is the new norm, guys.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is not played until Valentine's Day.
And they don't even care about what they look like right now.
That's what I told him.
Yes.
I said, guys, I don't think they care. And I wonder how Vegas going forward starts adjusting their totals, even for bad teams, because bad teams are going to win games early in seasons going forward. Because we won't know until December who's any good.
Johnny credit for saying the Bears are going to win. I don't believe they're winning 9. In fact, Vegas, despite the start 2-1, they're not. They haven't moved their number in terms of total. But your rationale wasn't that the Bears are a good football team. The rationale is they're in a mediocre league.
Or in a league where no one really cares about
what's happening until the final 6 weeks of the season.
I'm with you. Take the Sunday night game that we were talking about. It's Chiefs. It's Bucks. And Yurko said earlier, this wasn't on the air, we were talking about it. He goes, boy, one of these teams is going to be 2-2. And I said, you think either of those two teams cares?
No.
They don't.
No, because in November, December, when it's important.
And that's why they're not going to play their guys either. If there's any question at all, if I'm running an NFL team, I'm telling them, err on the side of caution with injuries, especially in September and October.
Before you know it, this will be a 19-week season. Yes. This will be 18 games.
No question.
The Super Bowl is going to be played at the end of February, and teams are not going to care about, and I shouldn't say not care, but it's not nearly as important in September and October going forward as it's going to be in December and January.
There'll be a day in Arlington Heights where we have a Super Bowl in end of February, straight into NCAA championship game at the beginning of April.
Oh, amen.
What a spring in Chicago.
What a spring in Chicago. How about that?
You know, and at the end of February, the weather may not be as bad either. I know it's bad all the way through March.
And hopefully I'll still be here and I won't be riding a golf cart down in Florida telling everybody, speed up the pace of play.
Speaking of that, I'd like to thank Johnny
for being a stand-up guy
and defending my honor when everyone else was being a douche.
What kind of douche
do you have to be to accuse a friend and a colleague of cheating?
Who's the douche?
In a meaningless golf event? What kind of douche are you if you were to play three foursomes
to the sanctuary?
What did we win?
Three foursomes.
I didn't get anything.
Well, you could always get a free.
There was nothing at stake. No, there was not.
There was nothing. Hey, you're on scholarship down at the sanctuary, kid.
Well, we're on scholarship
anyway because
golfer Bob and us, we're good friends.
Yeah, Fluky Bob.
Now you know
the golfer.
He did say that's the only kind of one bad thing on his resume. It doesn't say Eastern Illinois.
You know we were just busting your chops.
No, I know that. Like, what kind of douche do you have to be to accuse?
Well, I was the announcer, Tommy, so I had to provide entertainment.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, no, I'm saying like you guys
I'm
understand.
Providing entertainment.
Others are not. Others are seriously.
No,
yeah.
We're not. You would never.
You nailed it.
You're lucky Jeremy Roenick wasn't there.
Yeah, I heard the story.
I heard the story.
You know, I heard two Jeremy Roenick stories yesterday.
It was the one
you told, and someone told me a Jeremy Roenick story on the course.
You know why? We can't repeat that
There's a lot of those.
Well, it was just like he's a fantastic golfer, and he loves to drink on the course.
Yeah. No kidding. You've done much with a legend with Jeremy Roenick.
Bear a hole.
I mean, the story was so great. But, Tommy, you're a man of integrity. Of course. We're busting your balls. We know you.
And you were pretty adamant when you joined us on the show.
And I called Carm because I was on a call. I was talking to my dad.
It's on a steamer.
And then my dad dropped on because it was hands-free. And his call dropped. And then the station came back on. And I heard you being a douche.
He called.
I heard Carm being a douche. And so then I called him. What are you guys talking about? First of all, we had a fivesome.
All right, so set the table. You guys shot a 17 under in a scramble.
That's
next closest was what?
There's
always somebody left out.
Yeah.
11 under.
11 under.
A fivesome.
And then you guys shot 17 under.
They had three single digit handicaps.
First of all, as Johnny was saying, you're playing a course at 5,400 yards.
Right. Yeah. Because of the wind.
I had two handicap. I didn't hit a drive on five holes. I sat in my cart and watched these guys play. One guy drove the green three times.
Why did you hit a drive on five holes?
Because I can't hit a drive 300 yards.
If somebody's on the green, who cares?
Why would I try to hurt myself trying to swing at it?
I hit first, all the time from the men's tees. I hit first. We had two beautiful young ladies that were playing with us. They were wonderful golfers.
You hurt yourself too, didn't you?
I hurt myself today. But listen, so we had a ball. We had fun.
Good song.
But I hit first, and then the next guy'd come and power one past me. I think it was Rick Upchurch. Or Haven.
This was the best. When I heard you guys try and pull his name, something with a CH, you went Rick Upchurch, or you went Chopra.
Chopra.
Yeah. Or it's Rick Chopra.
Chopra.
One of the two. One of the two. And it had a churn it. I swear to God it did. And then he'd hit one, and then Brooksy's 22 years his senior, would strike a ball 42 yards past him, and Brooksy's taking videos of it for the office.
Oh, God.
And he goes, Yerko! And then the echo would finally come to me, and I'd say, what, Brooksy? Brooksy, Brooksy, Brooksy. And I'd get back to him, how far did I outdrive him? I'd say, by 44 yards! And he'd drive up and take the footage until he got to his golf ball.
Talk about a ball buster.
I'm like, Joy. Yeah. Oh, I mean, you think our office were having a lot of fun. Man. Boy, the only fun they're having over there is in the office.
That's the only
it's not
fun.
On the field.
That's the only
fun.
Sure. They have to do something to entertain themselves because the baseball
team couldn't wait
team
to get out of the building.
Yeah, Brooks, Brooks hits from the wrong side of the plate, the left side, and boy, he hits a low cut that pierces. It's like Dustin Johnson-esque.
Did you spend a lot of time talking White Sox baseball with him?
We did not. We talked
good decision.
Some season ticket packages.
Oh,
we're talking about the Yurkovich and Carmen plan.
Should be able to get them at a discount for 2023.
Well, we don't know about that, but we're talking about the Yurko and Carmen plan going into next year.
I would do that.
The C&J plan.
Because we didn't do a fan event this year at the park, did we?
Yeah, we're talking about
this year's been such a disappointment.
Right, we're looking like a Lucky 13 type promotion.
Like the Ozzy plan.
Right. Yes. But if it's if Ozzy's already taken 13, then we're going to go someplace else.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't you call your guy Rick Chopra up and see if you can get that worked out.
That's what I'm saying, because he went to Blackburn College. So how do I remember he went to Blackburn College outside of St. Louis, right? I remember that as plain as it was nothing.
I'm bad with names
now,
too.
The man went to Blackburn College. His name's Rick Upchurch or Haven Moses. It's one of the two. I swear to God,
a couple of underrated Denver Bronker wide receivers,
and
right?
And punt returners,
too. Punt returners.
Who didn't? Well, you don't remember Haven Moses because you didn't care about special teams then. I did.
Oh, Billy Watkins Johnson. Look at you.
As a big
Mr. Special Team.
Yeah. You know, that's what I am. Mr. Special Teams. I enjoy it.
Do you see how happy Lovey was after they pulled off that successful thing?
He looked over at his special teams coach and gave a thumbs up.
He's showing a little more emotion these days, too. I think he's letting it ride.
He was loving it.
I wonder how he felt about all those missed tackles his guys were responsible for.
They were responsible for a lot. They were probably trying to punch the ball out.
That could have been the worst display of tackling I've seen at any level in 10 years.
Really?
Oh, it was horrible.
Yeah. That bad?
Horrible. Yeah. Oh. Horrible.
There's been some really bad.
You got to use your arms.
This is Eddie Jackson the last few years.
Oh, these guys. The Texans made Eddie Jackson look like Dick Butkus.
Yeah, they fire the head fire the head across the bow. You got to use your arms. And some of the guys just try to bump people down.
You watch the All-22 today, Carm? I watched it this morning.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's not pleasant.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's not pleasant. I will say to you.
Give me your top three reasons why it was unpleasant. Go.
First of all, the quarterback play is not good.
Okay, that's number one, and that's going to be here for a while. Number two.
The quarterback play is not good.
I get you. Quarterback play is not good. Number two.
The quarterback play is not
good. Number two again, Tommy. What else do we have? Tackling? What do we have? Angles? Do we have open receivers? What do we have, Tommy?
I would still say
offensive line
are you talking about bad things?
No, offensive line play. Was it bad?
I would tell you that the right tackle is still a liability when
Larry
left alone in pass protection.
Larry Borum is a problem. Yeah. Go ahead. Number three. Defensive line left some running. Listen, if Saquon gets hot against the Chicago Bears team,
I will say Vildor made a couple of plays, to your credit. Yeah.
Thank you. Get over there.
I will say, there were a couple of plays that he did make, which, you know,
I Vildor, top 15 most important player of 2021.
I don't know about that name, but he made a couple plays.
Smell me later, Sylvie.
I got the name.
And then, meantime, this year's take like that was when he said Roquan Smith wasn't a top 10 important.
Yes,
I remember. Not to this team at this point.
No.
Yeah, love that conversation.
He may not even be on this team
now. All right, I got the name.
Why it's an important decision to figure out how much to pay him.
We said important player.
And if he's going to be.
We said important player.
Yes.
What did he change it to?
It's all important.
Now? important decision.
He won the game for that.
Well, if you want to tell me what some of the most important decisions need to happen during this year in the
offseason. Would you also argue he won the game for? You know, technically, Cairo Santos won the game for.
Yes. Was he in your top 10?
No.
What did you think?
I thought it was either Rick Upchurch or Rick Chopra.
No, it's not Rick. It's Rich. You're right.
Rich
Kuchar. So there
Kuchar.
You go.
Yeah. Close.
I could not Kuchar. Remember Kuchar.
How could you not remember the last name Kuchar?
And the call,
of course. Listen,
not even that. But think of his brain.
I hate nickels. I hate quarters.
Yeah, he hates Matt Kuchar.
Ever since he stiffed his
cat. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He calls him quarters.
Are you kidding me?
Because he stiffed his.
This guy, boy, I tell you, throws quarters around like manhole covers. Like the old man Hellas.
Like old man Comiskey. What is up on the show today, boys?
So, Waddle is still pissed about the accusations from teammates about cheating.
He knows we're busted.
What kind of douche do you have to be to accuse your own friend and teammate of being a cheater?
It was such an outlandish score, though. It was so outlandish. Far and above what everybody else did that the inquiry sign was posted by the stewards. There was a steward's inquiry.
It sounded like more than an inquiry. It sounded like an accusation. And again, I ask the question, what kind of douche
begs the question.
Accuses his teammate of being...
We're on the radio. We're on the radio.
To throw a teammate under the bus is entertainment.
Yeah.
By the way, Cap today, again, like he wonders why I go after him. Today.
Cap who?
Cap. He was he was accusing my wife of something in bed. Yeah.
In bed?
Yes.
Faking orgasms?
There were things.
Not the intruder.
I think that may be worse than
I don't know what he's accusing.
Yeah, he gave like a 1975 take,
the intruder. Oh, my heavens.
Come on,
what's
Cap.
Going on?
Yes, Cap has wandered into the bedroom.
Better than that.
You can't wander into that.
That's a gross thought.
I'll tell you why, because you know our guy, Tozy Wozy, Rex Ryan.
Rex?
Yeah, he's got his own thing. It's his thing. Him and the wife enjoy it, so let him have their fun.
Well, they made a video
They did, and they put it out there. We all got a chance to see it.
How did we get to Rex Ryan and his wife like
feet? Because we're talking about things that happened in the boudoir.
Yeah, but
well, I don't even think that there is a description of something that has happened in the boudoir.
I don't know what the specific claim for Sylvie is.
Wait till you hear
that. Or what they talked about.
Carn's claim was probably even more outrageous.
I thought that's maybe what Sylvie was insinuating. I didn't hear it, so that's what Cap was suggesting.
It took me the first 3 years of our marriage to find out where it was.
You had so much experience, though, Yerk.
I was so far away, I could have called it the X spot.
So then, of course, look, the story of the day and the week and the year is Justin Fields.
Yes.
And many people are very angered about this. I'll sum up how I'm feeling about it. People have said, this is why the fan base is trash. Like, it's amazing.
It's the fan base's fault.
Well, and we'll play you some of the Justin Fields has gone back to mumbly Justin Fields.
Courtney told us it was not a good look. He's lost some confidence. I mean, it's pretty
odd. What about his press conference?
Confidence starts at home. When he wakes up in the morning, I look in the mirror every morning and convince myself I'm the most handsome man in the world.
Which is, you know.
Takes some doing.
Yes, it
does. Takes some doing.
How long is that pep talk?
Well, I'll tell you, about 20
seconds.
Minutes. 20 minutes.
Really?
Sit down,
no,
convince myself.
He just looks in the mirror. It winks and goes to work.
Can't just get up in the morning and look at himself and go like this.
Just start tweaking them, getting a couple deep lunges, you know?
What does the deep lunge do for you?
Oh, God.
Working on my flexibility. Then I put the baby powder on the bed and jump into bed up and down to get powder all over myself.
Why do you want powder all over yourself?
It's a dust storm in there, man.
Because he needs to stay dry.
Why are you not dry?
He's a beefy guy.
Are you sweating? Are you sweating?
Why wear shorts all the time?
Are you swampy?
And by the way, Jesse is going to try and convince Schwarber to give us a call. Our old friend.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
Johnny the Swamp Monster.
Ask for a trade to the South Side. We'll see everybody tomorrow. We're out at 10. Waddle and Sylvie are next. See ya.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Settle in. Crack open your notebook and sharpen that old number 2. As ESPN 1000 presents Waddle's Film Room Breakdown.
You want-
watched the All 22.
Got up early this morning.
Watched film study. Wow, you're on that morning show schedule now.
No, what I did was I went to bed last night at like 9:15. After getting up at 5 in the morning, sitting outside. You guys were smart. You took the show inside in the afternoon.
Yeah, they did.
Sitting in the elements in the morning was not smart.
Why were you guys outside?
I don't know. They didn't. Hey, Waddle, what do you think we should do? I definitely would have said we should do the show inside. It wasn't my call. So
you were cold, you were tired.
I was cold and tired. And
you had to work with Cap, that wears you out even more.
You got to concentrate.
Shout out to Sanctuary for being dome ready, too.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I like
that.
They
were dome ready. Good job.
Good call, Tyler.
But then to go out and play golf with a great group, despite what all the arrows and barbs that have been sent our way.
Yeah,
Joe Crane from Hawk Auto, fantastic golfer, brought himself a friend of his who was a ringer. It was a 2-handicap. Tim O'Connor, I believe, from Molson Coors and his guy.
Are you sure? Is it Chopra?
I'm bad with names.
Chopra?
Maybe Johnny, but a great group of guys. So we had fun, but it was an early night for me, and I got up early this morning and watched the film, and it's exactly what you'd think it would be. The Bears did a really nice job in the running game. They were helped out by a Texans defense that didn't tackle very well, but the offensive line created some space. I hate to tell people that want to yell at others. There was time. There are other moments where there isn't time, but that's the case with all 32 teams in the National Football League. I wouldn't say that we're the number one pass blocking unit offensive line in the league, but I wouldn't say that we're head and shoulders below everybody else as well. Maybe if you asked him to throw 40 times, there would be more things would be exposed and you would find a lot. Listen, I'll say this. When you're consistently the quarterback that is facing the most pressure or the most sacked when factoring in the number of attempts, a lot of the times the quarterback is responsible for a lot of it as well. It's not just the offensive line. So while they don't have an elite pass blocking group, the quarterback is not helping them with regard to some of the protection issues. And listen, Justin told you, take it from him on Sunday, he played awful. I mean, there are a couple of throws in there. Like, I'm not going to get overly excited about a quarterback doing what a quarterback is supposed to do, but it was a bad game. Does it mean he's going to be a bust? No. Does it mean he can't get better? No, it doesn't mean that. But the reality is the reality. For the second straight week, there are times when there is ample protection. There are open guys. And he's not playing the position well. That's reality. You can take that however you want. You can suggest if somebody says that, you know, you could tell me that I'm a hater and
right.
I'm not a real Bears fan. I preface it by saying he's played, 13, 14 games?
Right.
I'm not telling you that this is going to end badly. I'm not going to tell you that he can't get better because he can. It's too early to come to any definitive conclusion, which I think is kind of my approach. I had that approach with Mitch. Like, there are several people in media who were like, he can't play dead in a cowboy movie. And I was like, there are signs that you may be right, but I'd like to see more, especially with a new coaching staff. I want to let it breathe. But at the same time, if you can't be honest and watch that film and say the quarterback played poorly, then I think you're just making excuses.
Yeah, Roderick on Twitch always accuses me of, looking at the minority, the loud minority. And maybe he's right, and maybe I shouldn't tune those people out more.
Well, you should show me a couple of comments. It's more than one.
Yeah, but I like to read mentions. I like to hear what fans think. I like to think of myself as a fan. And I've seemed to also, there's a Mitch, still a Mitch component. It's so weird because I feel like a lot of the Justin supporters were anti-Mitch guys. Like, this guy's going to be, Mitch sucked. This is our guy now. And there are a lot of the people saying we gave Mitch X amount of time, 3 years, 4 years. Let's give Justin more time. The only problem on this is when we're dealing in reality, is that Mitch got the time because the general manager who drafted him remained on the job for those 4 years.
Correct.
And when it's your pick, you're going to be more loyal to what your thinking was because you believe in your thinking.
Of course.
And you're going to continue to say, it's just the coach. We don't have the right coach. Oh, it's just the position guys. It's just this. It's he's going to be right, and you're in denial that he's not. Now you have the opposite. Now you have a new guy, and you have a guy who may not believe in Justin to begin with. It needs to be proven that Justin can do it, and if he doesn't by the end of the year, he may be ready to move on because it's not his guy. This isn't a Bears fan thing. No. This is a realistic...
This is reality.
This is a realistic Bears issue that is playing out in front of our eyes for the next 14 games.
Yeah.
Where Ryan Poles is probably going to say to himself, has he shown us enough to buy in, to at least give him another year? Or right now, when we're in the rebuild, do we go out and get the quarterback we believe in?
Well, and look, he's going to have resources to pivot and go in a different direction as well. He's going to have a full complement of picks, and he's going to have a ton of free agency cap space. So if he decides that he wants to go in a different direction at the quarterback position, he's going to have access to the, you know, the whatever it's going to take to do that. I thought, well, you know, Cap and I, as they have Albert Breer on every week, he and Jay Hood, and Albert said as much to us. He said, listen, there is a difference here because they didn't draft him. If in fact, and again, this is a big if he continues to play for the next 14 games in a similar fashion, don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that this front office that didn't draft him may decide to go in a different direction. That's a real possibility. It's also a very real possibility that Justin improves, shows signs that he is getting it, and he is the future of what they're trying to do. It just, if you want to bury your head in the sand and you want to blame the offensive line and a lack of receivers, I think that you're ignoring the issues that exist with the quarterback in the here and the now as well. And I hear a lot of people, and I'm one of them. Listen, Josh Allen struggled early on. We're seeing the play of the kid in Philadelphia route now. Yeah. He wasn't great early on. But for every Josh Allen, there's a Josh Rosen.
Right.
So, like, to say that, like, from your perspective, like, I'll join you. I'm concerned as well.
I would go the opposite, though, and say, for every Josh Allen, there are five Josh Rosen.
That's true.
Who start their career slowly and never recover. I believe Josh Allen's the anomaly.
I agree with you. So my point is like, I said it to you last week, and anyone that... Your concern is a valid concern, and I share it with you. I'm not ready to throw in the towel. It's way too early.
Me neither.
You got to give him some time. You know, you got to allow him to grow into the position. He's only played 13 or 14 games. All I'm telling you is when you put on the film and you don't have an agenda, you come away from the film and you say, wow, that's concerning right now. He's not playing well, and he needs to be better.
Yeah. Nobody... wants this more than me. I'm saying we all, because you can't get higher than where I am.
Right.
Like, I need this.
You're
as
invested.
A Bears fan. My kids have the number one jerseys. I loved the kid coming out of college. I am so sick of never having a star quarterback. This guy, I thought when you dissect all the tools, he checks all the boxes. No one wants this as much as, or more
anymore.
Than, at least any more than I do. But I'm scared crapless right now. Like, last week, I was nervous. This offseason, I had less faith. Last week, I got more nervous. This week, I'm concerned. I'm concerned he's regressed.
I don't know how you can't be concerned.
And that's all it is. I'm not telling you he's a bust. I'm not telling you not to have patience. I'm not telling you he can't work out. I'm telling you with the evidence presented in front of me in three games... that it's horrifying in the sports context. Never in my wildest dreams did I think we'd be sitting here and say that Darnell Mooney has 27 yards receiving.
Never, he needs to improve too.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think he would have this few attempts, this few completions, this few yards. I'm blown away. But again, I'm not telling you it can't work out, and I'm not. Like, this isn't hating.
No.
This is wanting it to work and letting your eyes do the judging in the three games. Yes, it's. But for as bad as last year was, for as poorly as he was coached, how could you not watch these games and say to yourself, he's regressed?
Yeah.
He's regressed since last year, at least in the first three games.
I think a game like that shakes your confidence for a young quarterback. And I told you at the end of the game, whether it was... sitting on the bench or coming out of the game, and just his how he was playing the game, he looked shook. Here's a young man who's got tremendous ability, who's had success probably at every single level. And now you find yourself in a situation where not only is it not going well, your team is averaging 78 net passing yards per game in the National Football League in 2022. He had a quarterback rating of like 24 on Sunday. Like, I can see how this would shake the confidence of a young player. It's going to test his mettle. And I think his mental toughness and his leadership ability and all that other stuff is very high on the scale. And I think it will help him. At the end of the day, this is professional football. If you don't find a way to improve and perform, obviously a new group is going to look to replace you. It's way too early for that. But I just, like, it is what it is right now. It offensively, it doesn't look... Could they go to New York on Sunday and be markedly better? Yeah, they could, because where they're coming from is so low right now that even moderate success would feel like you had just experienced Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
So this is the first time that Waddle and I have been together this week. We have not talked to each other on the air about all this because, again, like as Hoodie said, I'm very bottled up. I'm very nervous as a sports fan right now. I want this to work.
Are you more concerned about the quarterback situation or what the Bulls have in front of them as training camp begins?
It's not even close. It's Justin Fields.
Okay.
This is it. I've experienced Bulls success. I've experienced lots of great stuff. I've never had a star quarterback. You've never had a star quarterback. We need a star quarterback.
Yeah.
And it has to happen. When's it going to happen? Is it this one or are we talk about the next one?
Don't
know. So ring it up, 312-332-3776. A lot more on this. And we're guest-free for the first half of the show. Dion's going to join us from Hallis Hall today. She's covering it for us and ABC7. Michael Wilbon at 5. It's follow at Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie. And follow on Instagram.
Your voice changed.
Yeah, exactly. Not deep voice guy. What's your Instagram handle?
Don't
it's
know.
TommyBoy87?
Probably.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
I'm Mark A. Silverman. There you go. We're all here to help everybody out. 312-332-3776. We're out on Friday. You won't be. You will be visiting Emerson.
I will be going to Parents Weekend. Watching BC probably get throttled by Louisville, but I'll be there with my daughter, who's a freshman.
And it's the first time you've seen your daughter since she went to college, yes?
I may be very weepy.
Yes.
I may be very weepy. So, I may be hammered, too, because I'll be at the tailgate before the game.
Okay, so speaking of getting help from my friends, we'll tailgate Legends in Woodridge with Carmen and Yurko. So it's going to be Carmen and Yurko and me. And by the way, I think we're going to record Crosstalk Unhinged on site at about 1 o'clock.
Maybe have Cap sit in for me and be part of Unhinged. He can give you more, you know, more tips for your family.
Yeah, I mean, geez. I'll play that later. 6320 Route 53 in Woodridge. Carmen says we've been there before. The Nissan Titan Street team will be there as well. And I know we're giving away one of those great Miller Lite coolers.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah, those are really good.
Do you want to, real quick, do you want a injury report coming up from the Bears?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's brought to you by Rush University System for Health. Don't let COVID-19 sideline you this season. Rush encourages everyone to get vaccinated. Wear a mask. Don't delay your care in person or virtually. Rush is here for you. Visit rush.edu. Again, it is Wednesday, so they are back to work. Matt Adams did not practice, hamstring linebacker. Dane Cruikshank also did not practice with a hammy. Tight end Ryan Griffin, Achilles is limited. Jalen Johnson with a quad did not practice. Something tells me Jalen Johnson may not be available for a couple of weeks. Velus Jones, hamstring limited. So there's some improvement.
Okay.
David Montgomery did not practice. Roquan Smith with a quad was limited. My guess is he'll be fine for Sunday against the Giants.
Maybe that's the game where he turns the corner with Roquan, with all the tackles and with the interception. 312-332-3776. Shannon, downtown, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Shannon?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about Justin Fields. I was kind of feeling the kind of way because y'all didn't give him an opportunity. You know, he only 3 games in a brand new system. When he was coming out of college, I thought he would be, you know, he was football ready at the time. And I was just wondering why you guys are so hard on him right now, just through 3 games. We got to give him an opportunity to learn the system and run it. I'm 48 years old. I've been a Chicago Bears fan for a long time. And we had went through some terrible quarterbacks. And he'd been absolutely like the first quarterback we done drafted that was just NFL ready, to my knowledge.
Well, he doesn't look NFL ready. Is he playing like he's NFL ready? Like you just said, don't rush your judgment. I'm just saying, through those three games, I'm not sending him out the door. But Shannon, aren't you concerned watching these games at the way he's playing?
Yes. You know, I can say this. This last game that he had was really, really, really bad. I ain't gonna condone in that last game. He was really bad. But I still think we should evaluate him at least through eight games.
Oh yeah,
and give him an opportunity to learn the system. Then we can really see what we're working with through eight games, at least halfway through the season.
But Shannon, this is what I don't understand. How can you listen to what we've said and come to the conclusion that we're not giving him a chance? Like, all I'm telling you is, I think the first thing I said was, young guy who's only played 13 games, too early correct to come to any long-term conclusion, but I'm not going to ignore that he's not playing well. And it's not just the offensive line, and it's not just the receivers, and it's not just we didn't give him enough. He's not playing the position well. Doesn't mean he can't develop. Doesn't mean he won't improve Sunday against the Giants. The way he correct has played the last 2 weeks, you would not be happy with it. Nobody would be happy with it. He's not happy with it. He told you he's not happy with it.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's right, all. Right, I mean, like, I'm not trying to be... Listen, I have a lot of hope for the kid. I'm not writing him off. I think 13 games is too hard to cut. It's too short a period of time to come to a conclusion pretty much on anybody. But yeah, we'd be putting our head in the sand right now if we were blowing smoke up people's rear end saying, you know what? It's all good here. What does that mean with the dog sitting in the room that's on fire? It's all fine.
You're right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, it's just not. He's got to be better. He's got very little pocket presence right now. His mechanics are broken down because he doesn't look confident. And his accuracy is really, it's struggling because of all of those different things.
Shannon, I want you to turn the radio back on because I want Waddle to tell you one more story, okay, when we come back, all right?
Okay.
So make sure you're listening. Thanks for the call, Shannon. We'll continue to evaluate. 312-332-3776 if you want to jump in. We have time for lots of calls here. And then I want to play you some of the quick-hitting Justin Fields bites. And if it bothers you, hearing what you're about to hear, I'll play you that next.